Jane here of JaneShoreInterviews.com, and today I'm talking to Barry Wells from Buckinghamshire in the UK, who got into the internet marketing scene a few years ago, quite literally by accident. Barry used to be a plumber's mate and then worked in the demolition business, which he thoroughly enjoyed, but a spinal injury meant he needed to make a serious career change. So let's have a quick chat to Barry to learn about his journey from physical manual labour to becoming a successful online marketer. Hi Barry, are you around?
Hello Jane.
How are you?
I'm not too bad, thank you. Thanks for inviting me on the call today.
Okay, well I thought I needed to because I know that you've been facing a lot of fears lately, but you've never actually done an interview, have you?
I haven't, no, this is my first.
Oh right, well let's make it a good one then, shall we?
Okay.
I promise I'll be very kind.
Oh, that's good.
Right, so let's see now. Is it fair to say that if you hadn't have had your injury, you may not have been online?
That is correct, yes.
Right. So you didn't actually hate your job, which is why a lot of people decide that they want to be behind the computer rather than go off for a job.
Yeah, no, I actually love my job. Uh-huh. I used to work 6 days a week from 6 till 6, and I was pulling buildings down, and it was an excellent job.
Were you able to reclaim any of the things that you pulled down?
Yes. We've done a lot of reclaiming. A lot went to scrap, but half of the buildings would go for reclaim.
So do you have a lot in your house? I know a lot of people do, don't they? They collect sort of things that people are throwing away.
Yeah, no, I did in my previous houses, but through my disability, I've had to downsize and move to adaptive premises, and they're not as big as I'd like. So a lot of my old stuff has had to be disposed of.
Oh, that's a shame. So was Fred Dibner one of your heroes?
He was, yes.
He was a lovely guy, wasn't he?
Yeah, Bless him. A true talent.
Mm-hmm. So let's see. So you had your accident, unfortunately, and then you went selling books. Is that right?
Yeah, I went to the college to try and re-educate. And I knew computers were the big thing, so that was what I wanted to get into. But unfortunately, the college that I went to, the courses that I applied for, didn't have enough applicants, so they didn't do the actual course. So I then started selling books to schools and offices, but unfortunately my car blew up, so I had a lot of stock that I had to dispose of.
So at that point, how did you then discover the internet?
Well, a friend of mine mentioned eBay, and I'd never heard of eBay at the time. I'd never been on a computer. So he told me about eBay. I went onto eBay and found that people were making a success there. So that was where I started.
So how long ago is this, Barry?
Six years now.
So still quite relatively short period. And you did a 36-week internet marketing course. Was that with John Thornhill?
It was, yes. It was the Internet Marketing Masterclass, yeah.
Uh-huh. So that sort of kick-started your career then?
Yeah, I started before that because when I was on eBay, I found the 90-day power seller ebook, and I was intrigued. And as I bought it and it was instantly delivered to me, I was engrossed. I was really impressed and thought, how did he do this? So that was what started it. But for the first couple of years, I was only really playing at it. And then once I took the Masterclass course, it kind of opened my eyes and I decided not to play with it anymore and let's start getting serious.
So you stopped learning and started earning then?
Sort of, yeah.
So it's always good to take a few courses, isn't it? Because people get across the same message but in different ways and it doesn't always sink in the first time, does it?
Well, I find some courses, they cover different aspects of marketing. The Masterclass got me started on blogging. And product creation and then sales page and affiliates. And that really got me started. But there was still other areas that I needed to learn, which I'd done through the Learn with Sally.
I noticed that in some of your videos that you've done, you seem to have a whiteboard in your kitchen. Is that how you plan out what you're going to do each day?
No, that's my year plan, that is.
Oh, your year plan. Okay.
Yeah, that's the year plan. And then I have a weekly list and a daily list.
So do you break your year plan down into quarters and months before you get down to your weekly and daily or not?
I haven't, because what I've done at the start of this year, I had all my plan, and then my mother had a bleed to her brain, and she was in hospital for a few weeks and then a care home. But she was diagnosed with vascular dementia. So unfortunately, the first 6 months of the year was spent assisting my mum. So I didn't actually start my plans. And then I won the Learn with Sally, and that's taken up the second part.
So how did you win the Learn with Sally?
Through commenting on her blog, and then her daughter Jade picked me out of the Daz box.
Right, okay. So you were pleasantly surprised, presumably.
Extremely, yeah. Yeah, I was extremely surprised and very, very grateful.
Mm-hmm. And you've been one of her star pupils, haven't you? Students, really. Do you think that your success has been partly because you won the prize and you didn't want to let her down, or did her course come along at a point in your life when you were ready to move forward?
That's a bit of both there, Jean, really. Because I won the course, I didn't want to let Sally down, and I didn't want to let myself down either. It was such a great opportunity that if I hadn't have grasped it the way I did, then I felt I'd have let both of us down.
And you won a camera, didn't you?
I did, yes, for the traffic generation.
Yeah, fantastic. That's really good. And you faced quite a few fears during the Learn with Sally course, one of which was speaking on a webinar, and they asked what your biggest fear was, and you said your wife.
Yes, and I still get in trouble for that today.
Does your wife get involved with your online career?
No, she's got no interest in the internet at all. She does support me, and when I discuss things with her, she is picking it up. And she encourages me and assists in everything else. She takes care of all the household duties and commitments while I'm working online.
Oh, that's fantastic. And what about your children? Because you've got two children, I believe.
I have, yes. My son's just qualified as a plumber. And my daughter, she's currently working part-time in a superstore. But she really did assist me with the computer side of things. Because with the first ebook I made, it was funny. I was doing a click-by-click demonstration of how to create a website, and I didn't know about the print screen facility. So I was literally printing part of the screen and then printing another part, sticking the papers together, scanning it, and then bringing it into the ebook. And my daughter came in and said, "What are you doing, Dad?" as I was sticking these pages together. And I explained. And she smiled and hit the print screen button and then said, "Now go to your page and hit paste." And it was there. And she saved me about 3 months' work.
Mm-hmm. Well, this is it. You see, children are brought up with computers right from day one when they go, even in primary school now, aren't they? So if you don't know anything, just ask your children or your grandchildren or even your great-great-children, depending on how old you are.
Exactly.
So have they got any interest in maybe pursuing blogging themselves? Have they got their own blogs?
They haven't, no. I was trying to encourage my daughter to do so because she was studying as a sports physio in the college. The only thing that stopped her is now these university fees.
Oh, yeah, they're extortionate, aren't they? Well, yeah. Well, maybe you could give her a blog for Christmas and then she could earn enough money to pay for it herself eventually.
That would be a good idea.
It'll solve your Christmas present problem as well, anyway.
Yeah.
You talk about writing your first ebook, but I see that you also do Kindle books now as well.
Yes. Well, what I've done with the Kindle, I wanted to review a product. And I think the only way to truly review a product is to purchase it and follow each and every step. Which I did with the Kindle Publishing Made Easy. So I done that, I followed it through, and it was only a PLR product that I used, but I reworked the PLR product, included my links, changed the graphics, and uploaded that to Kindle. But that was purely just to review the product. But I will be creating Kindle products from every ebook that I now create.
That's really good because a lot of people do that now, don't they? Do just take PLR, change it around a bit, stick it up on Kindle. And you can also do that with Nook as well, can't you, and Google eBooks and things.
Yeah.
Do you think you'll ever create your own hard copy book on CreateSpace on Amazon?
I have thought about it. I've got a product that's coming up for launch fairly soon, and I'm thinking of turning that into a paper print one.
You could write your story, couldn't you? You know, the Barry Wells story, and include some of the things that you've done in that. That would be an interesting book.
Yes, I think it would.
Yeah.
So I think it would.
Now, going back to Learn with Sally, what do you think you've learned on her course that has helped you move forward so quickly? I know that you used to create videos anyway, but do you think what you've been taught has really made the ones that you can produce now much more effective?
Yes, absolutely. With the Learn with Sally, I've learned something in every module, even Blogging Superstar, which it started with installing a blog, buying your domain and you're setting up your emails. And when I first looked at the module, I thought, well, what am I going to learn here? I've been blogging for a few years, and I was amazed at what I learned. Just simple things like bookmarking, which was an oversight on my part. I hadn't been doing that. And then moving through each module, I was learning more and more. And this morning, I checked my traffic stats this morning. And now normally Twitter is my number one. And then I get individual bloggers as 2, 3, 4, and 5, all the way up to 10. But through Learn with Sally, I started on Facebook. And Facebook then started appearing in my traffic. And when I checked my traffic this morning, my number one was Stumble, number two, Twitter, number three, Facebook, 4 is YouTube, 5 was Ian Douglas, 6 was LinkedIn, 7 is Adrian Smith, 8 is 9995.com, 9 was Sally Neal, and then 10 was Anonymous, which is Twitter.
That's brilliant. So you automated the process, presumably, and that's what's made it so much easier for you?
Yes, absolutely. And I mean, for YouTube's coming at number 4, I'd never seen YouTube in my top 10 prior to taking the Learn with Sally coaching.
So obviously that's now the quality of your videos, not just the way that you've produced them, but also the content as well, presumably.
It's the content, the way I produce them, and the way I work the video description now. Because before I would just do a quick summary of what the video was about. But now Sally showed us how to research the keywords, enter the keywords, and how to bulk up the description for the most benefits. And it's certainly paying off.
And your videos, you certainly reflect your sense of humour. And you're quite a funny guy, aren't you?
Well, yeah, I think so. To have fun.
Yeah, which is what it's all about, really, isn't it? Some people take it really seriously. You can watch videos, and yes, they do tell you exactly what you need to do, but oh, they're boring.
Yeah, a little bit of humour goes a long way.
So the dog with the glasses, is that yours?
It is my dog, yeah. We had to have him put down a couple of years ago.
Oh,
but I can't take him off of my screen. He was such a good dog.
Yeah. Obviously, if he wore sunglasses.
That was my daughter playing with him.
Yeah. Oh, he seemed a very gentle dog, didn't he?
Oh, yeah, he was, yeah. Mm-hmm. Extremely.
So let's see, you charted your journey to success with some really interesting blog titles. Well, they were good, interesting blog posts, but the titles were kind of interesting. Passionate Focused Thinking. What's that all about? And then you'd got Develop Specific Goals to Attain Your Dreams. Taking Action, Learning as You Go, Never Give Up, Focus and Hard Work. Learn from your mistakes, back up and start again.
Yeah, that's the Journey to Success, which is a blog carnival organised by Mandy Allen. And basically what it's about is finding your passion and following it through to success.
And your passion is internet marketing per se, or is it helping newbies? Because I noticed that you call your blog barrywells.com the newbie's guide to internet marketing.
Yes. When I first started online, I was sat in a bubble all on my own. I didn't blog. I spent 6 months creating my first website, and it was absolutely rubbish. So what I aim to do now is pass back my knowledge to people that are starting out, and hope to get them over the hurdles that I was stuck at for so long.
So do you intend then to continue along the internet marketing newbie scene, or do you think now that you've acquired more skills that can be transferred into any niche, you might branch out to something else?
Yes, I'm thinking of branching out, but I still want to encourage new people to start online and just follow their passions.
Have you ever thought about taking your online experiences offline to sort of local businesses who are kind of struggling at the moment?
No, I haven't thought about that. I have been looking at some internet marketing meetups, and I'm hoping to start attending some of those in the new year, making new contacts and branching out from there, really.
Well, that's all sort of possible. The thing is, in a virtual world, anything is possible, isn't it, really?
It is, yeah, absolutely.
And the fact that we can communicate with people all over the world, because some of the people on the Learn with Sally course lived in Australia, didn't they? And yet
Yes.
you could still chat to them. It's amazing, really, how times have moved on.
It's extremely easy to start now.
Yeah, and the internet never stands still, does it? I think that's what scares a lot of people, especially in the beginning. Maybe they struggle to learn something, and the sooner have they learnt it, then it's all change. Facebook, that seems to change every week.
It does, yes. I'm fairly new to Facebook. I only started it through the Learn with Sally coaching, and since starting it, they've already changed so much.
I must admit, I have a presence on Facebook, but I rarely ever go on. I don't really know how to use it properly. Well, I do actually, because I've listened to Sally, but I don't, because a lot of the things at the moment are time consuming, and I haven't had a lot of time lately. Just like you, for a while, you didn't with your mother.
Yeah.
Building relationships is time consuming, isn't it? And it's something you have to work on for a long time, which is as it should be.
Yes, that's exactly right. Since I've been in blogging, to start with, blogging was a side part of my coursework, right, with the masterclass. It was more about creating a product. So I would go on the blog every now and again. And then I had an operation myself when I was on bed rest for quite a long time. And during that time, all I'd done was blog because I couldn't sit up for too long. So actually sitting there typing to create my product was a no-no. And then I was explaining this through my blog posts, and people were coming at me with support and sympathy and whatever. I don't really look for sympathy, but I got a lot of support there. And that was where my passion for blogging really started kicking in because of the relationships that were built up through it.
Yeah, it's surprising. I think it often surprises you who actually reads your blog post, not just yours, but you put something up there and you think, I don't know if anybody's going to read this, but it doesn't really matter. If you write from the heart and what you feel is true, then if you feel that you're helping somebody, then it doesn't really matter who reads it, does it?
No, that's right. That's absolutely right.
And all your blog posts are very helpful in many, many ways, not just for the newbies, but even for the people that have been on for quite a while. You're very articulate.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
I just try to spread the word and help as many as I can. But what I also like to do is when I find a little gem online, I like to bring it back to my blog and detail it and just say to people, wow, look at what I found. If this is any good to you, follow this link and this is where you'll find it. For example, Sally created a video on creating ebook covers, and it was so helpful to me, being a product creator, that I thought, wow, that's going to help so many people. So I posted about it, and it wasn't a great post. It was just rather than spend your money here, have a look at this and see if you can do it yourself. And that drove Sally so much traffic that the following month I was featured in her video, which brought me back more traffic for me.
They say what goes around comes around, don't they?
Yes, that's absolutely true as well.
So do you create all your graphics and things, or do you outsource
No, I
anything?
outsource most of my graphics. On the product I'm doing now, I had a template and I changed the template about, but normally I would outsource the graphics because I find it too time consuming, and you can always nitpick and you're not happy with this, you're not happy with that, and before you know it, you've wasted a week.
So, do you use Fiverr a lot?
Occasionally, I haven't used them for any graphics as yet, because I'm so happy with GFX that I use them all the time.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll give you a for instance. I recently bought a new header for my blog, and earlier this week I got in touch with Steve, who created it, and asked him how much it would cost me for the exact same header, but with no text on it, so I can change the text as and when I suit. And he sent me back an email with an attachment, and it was the header.
Really?
Free of charge, yeah. It's an excellent service.
Oh, great. So we'll have to remember that one. So what do you think the future is for you then? Where do you think you're going?
What I would like to do, I've got a product coming up soon, which I won't say too much about at the moment, but again, it's helping people get started. And then I've got an interview that I'm carrying out, which is going to be a free product. And then I've got two or three more products in mind, all of which are going to be free. And then once I've done that, I would like to maybe do a little coaching course with perhaps 5 or 10 students and just show them what I can do and show them what they can do. And then at the end, ask for their feedback, and then I may expand it.
Would you do that on your own, or would you be looking for a joint venture partner, that somebody that you got on well with, or are you confident in, you know, relaying everything yourself?
I'm fairly confident that I can do it.
Yeah.
But I'd want to do it with a small group so that they can progress pretty much like the Learn with Sally. Like, she had 25 students. I'd aim for half that amount just to get some feedback. It would all be free. And it'd be like a test to see if I'm up or up to it. I believe I'm up to it. But again, it's a little confidence thing.
Mm-hmm.
And if people say, yeah, that was good, I'm now online and up and running, then I may go into it full time.
Okay, well, maybe you should start with your daughter then.
Yes.
Get her those university fees.
Yeah, she's 19 and working part-time, a little bit of money in her pocket. She likes to go out.
Yeah, well, they all do, don't they, at that age?
Yeah.
And why not? Why not? Anyway. Well, Barry, thanks very much for your time. I hope you've enjoyed sharing your story.
I have, Jean, yes.
I'm sure it's inspired others to take the leap of faith, even if the push they get isn't quite as dramatic as yours, and hopefully it won't be. So where can people find you?
Well, barry-wells.com.
Yeah, I noticed that you got Barry-Wells. Is that because your domain name wasn't available at the time?
Yeah, that's correct.
It is now. Did you know that?
I didn't, no.
Because I, obviously doing a bit of research on you, I did type barrywells.com without the hyphen, and it came up. It said this one is for sale. So you might be interested, don't know.
Possibly. At the time when I looked, they was asking an extortionate price, and it was a company that bulk bought, I believe. And then they were putting it out to tender.
Oh, well, it may well be the case. I don't know. I didn't look into it. It just came up, and I thought, oh, I wonder if Barry knows this. So to reiterate then, for anybody who's listening who wants to see how well Barry has progressed and maybe get on to his coaching program, which he says will be free initially anyway, it's barry-wells.com.
That's correct, Jim.
Okay. Well, you take care and enjoy the rest of your day.
And you.
Okay, bye.
Okay, thanks very much, Jim. Bye.